people to try to bring some edification and some understanding. You know, I like Cadillacs, you know, and always wanted a Cadillac, and I have a Cadillac, and we talked about, to us, we got the best through Christ Jesus. We're Cadillacs, amen? When you give your heart to Jesus, you're like a Cadillac, and if you went to the Cadillac dealer, and he wanted to throw in the North Star system and give it to you for free, the GPS system, it wouldn't make your Cadillac any more valuable, but it would make it more effective. And that's what the Holy Spirit is like. The Holy Spirit makes us more effective. Our value is in Christ Jesus and who we are in Him. Your value won't change. You're a valuable commodity. You know, you're a child of a king. Amen? You're royalty. God wants you to know who you are. You know, and how is that? He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our peace with God comes from Jesus. No other way. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And no man can come to the Father but by Him. You know, and today, our thought today that the Lord has placed on my heart is work or rest. Work or rest. So many times Christians are so worried about what they have to do, they don't rest in what God has already done. Hello? You know, I got to do this, I got to do that, I'm going to do this, and I do that, I can get that. Well, if that was the case, it would be about you and not about Him. Amen? So God wants to give everyone in the house a little bit of revelation today. How many could use some revelation? How many could use some understanding in God's Word? Amen? So look with me in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 1. The Word of God says, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Today I want to focus your attention to verse number 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by hearing of faith. Today, the title of this morning's message is The Mode of Manifestation. We're going to look at the minister, the method, and the miracle. Are you ready? Can we lift the word together and make a declaration today in the house of God? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me.
I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear his word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to your servant, for I'm listening in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and life of each and every one that's gathered here today. Your word declared that it'll never return unto you void. So, Lord, we submit our will to your will. We say, not our will, but your will be done in this house today. May you be glorified. May you be honored in the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory will be yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Paul, he's speaking to him. He says, he that ministereth to you the Spirit, the minister, he's the minister. Paul isn't the giver of the Spirit. God's the giver of the Holy Spirit. Paul is just the vessel in whom God is using. Look to the one next to you and say, you're a vessel for God's glory. Look to the one next to you and say, you're a vessel for God's glory. Because faith comes by what? So we're going to continue to speak God's word. All right? God's going to do something in the house today. Amen. Amen. He ain't done yet. He's just begun. So first he said, he that ministereth the Spirit, all right? So Paul says that he as the minister of the Spirit. I want to go back to Luke. You can just write these scriptures down. Keep notes because I'm just going to quote a few scriptures because faith's coming by hearing. Luke 24:49 says, Jesus said, behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay. Acts 2:38. Outside of the upper room, Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Luke 11:13, if ye be in evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Understand that this isn't something that's earned. It's something that is not merited. It's something nothing about how holy you are, how pure you are. It's about how holy and how pure he is. Amen? We serve the Holy One. And we're being perfected into his image because of the Spirit that's at work in our hearts and lives. So to illustrate something to you today, look with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10. When you get there, say amen. In verse number 10, he says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Okay? The seed he's talking about here, the Apostle Paul was talking about a money seed here. You know, it's something about seeds reproduce their kind. When I was walking around here and praying this morning, I looked out the window and I saw some seeds blossoming all around everywhere. They're called dandelions. And there's a little ball of seeds that comes up, and the wind blows upon this thing, and seeds fly everywhere, and they produce flowers. They produce, well, it's a weed, but they produce them everywhere. Amen? Because a seed will reproduce itself. Every seed reproduces itself. But the seed I want to speak to you this morning about is the seed of the Word of God. I'm here to sow a seed in you today, to sow a seed into your spirit man. Amen. And as the seed is sowed in your spirit man, if you will water it, it will grow. It will manifest itself. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. And I'll be jumping all through the word, so you might just write it down if you can't keep up and refer to it later. The Apostle Paul said, we're talking about seeds that are planted that manifest and grow something. In 1 Peter 1, 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Not corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This is alive. This is active. This word, why do you think the adversary doesn't want you in the word? Because there's life in the word. There's life in the word. It brings life to your spirit, man. It does something inside of you. And he said that it lives and it abides forever. Amen. And you know, when we saw that Jesus, there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and Jesus became flesh. The Word became flesh. The Word dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. This is a living Word. It's alive and active. So many times we relate it to books. When we say, look to this book in the Bible, but this is a book of life. Amen. If you would actually see it in the spirit, you would see it pulsating like a heartbeat. You would see this word pulsating because it's alive. And when you get that word inside of you and I, it brings life. It brings life. It does something inside of us. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The word of God that liveth and abideth forever. We cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He that's ministering to you, the Spirit, the minister is ministering the word. The word is what brings life. What we do with it's up to you and I. Amen. We can allow it to activate. I believe God wants to activate something today. Amen. I believe God's in the activation business. He likes to activate things. You know, he doesn't, even things were dead things. He calls dead things to life. Amen. Amen. Just like you and I, we were dead men walking, but Jesus called us to life. Amen. By what? By the word of God. By his word. Amen. That's living and that's abiding forever. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love that. Amen. Look with me in Philippians chapter 1. Remember, he that ministers seed to the sower, but minister bread for your food, and multiply the seed sown, and then the fruits of righteousness, right? That's what we're talking about. In Philippians 1:11, the word of God says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and the praise of God. Amen. In other words, this word that's alive reproduces. Just like that little dandelion, and what is that thing called, that ball one? Does anybody have a name for it? I don't know. Huh? Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Amen? In other words, you can't sow what you don't have. So many people are trying to sow seeds in others that hasn't germinated in themselves. Allow the word to germinate in you, and then when the word comes out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, bringing life to others. If it hasn't brought life to you, you can't germinate it. You can't bring life to someone else. Allow the word to have life in you, and then as that life comes in you, all of a sudden it'll start flowing out, and it'll bring life to everything it comes in contact with. Amen. It's just like that Cadillac. I go back to the Cadillac. Amen. My North Star. If I'm going the wrong direction, it says, turn around. Wrong turn. That's what the Holy Ghost is doing. In other words, you're going to be overwhelmed with whatever you're immersed in. If you're immersed in the Spirit, that's what you're going to be overwhelmed with, and that's what's going to come out of our lives. That's what Paul was doing. Paul was going around ministering the Spirit. He said, he was speaking of himself. He didn't minister to you the Spirit, the working of miracles that you're witnessing. He said, he asked the question, am I doing it by the works of the law, or am I doing it by the hearing of faith? Is it the works of the law or the hearing of faith? Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if my faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, faith also speaks. Faith speaks to the mountain, say, mountain, be removed. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Calling those things that are not as though they were. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that is given us. In other words, faith speaks. When Jesus came to the Roman centurion in Matthew 8, a centurion came to Jesus and said, Jesus, would you heal my servant? Jesus said, I will come to your house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't it sweet? Little baby sitting there with her hands up just like this. Praising the Lord. And you might not have saw that, but I saw it. And Jesus said, I'll come to you and heal your servant. And the servant said to Jesus, my house is not worthy for you to come under the roof of. He says, but I'm a man of authority. When I tell my soldiers they go, they go. When I tell them they come, they come. But tell them to do this, they do it. And I recognize you as a man of authority. All you have to do is give the word, and I believe my servant will be healed. Jesus looked to those that were beside him and said, I have not seen such great faith, no, not in all of Israel. And the Bible says in that same self-same hour, his servant was healed. Amen. Amen. Can we all stand in agreement? Can we send? We're going to point towards UVA. Can we all point towards UVA? We're going to stand in agreement. We're going to send the word. We're sending the word to Stanley Moyer in the name of Jesus. Father, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you're touched with this man's infirmity. And Father, with your stripes, he is made whole. We send the word to him now in the name of Jesus by faith. And we believe that you're the healer, They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we call him healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we send your word to Mary Carr. We call her healed in Jesus' name. We bind every weapon the enemy's formed against her. In Jesus' name, she is healed. Father, we send your word to Penny Walker. We thank you, Father God, that she's in the rehab now, Father God. Now, Father God, restore everything that the adversary has stolen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He sent his word and healed their disease. Amen. 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 Didn't forget. Amen. But I want you to turn with me to Mark chapter 9 for a minute. This is I'll call it a caveat emptor. Beware. All right? So many times when God starts moving, let me say something about Greatest Freedom Ministries was called to do just what we're doing. We're going to keep going. We're going to move forward. Not every ministry is called for that, the same thing. Hello? It's like going to Baskin Robbins ice cream. There's 31 flavors, but they all have milk. And there's all kinds of flavors out there. But God has called us for something different. He's God. He can do what he wants. But I was reminded in Mark 9 and verse 38. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us, as we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me, for he that is not against us is on our part. Amen. Amen. There's people that are called for different ministries and different things. Amen. We're no better than anyone else. Amen. In other words, we're just someone that God's using. Amen. You're just someone that God's using. And he tells us not to get so high-minded that we're no earthly good. Amen. It's him doing the work. You know, every time I try to take some glory, I feel myself without. In other words, I go to lay hands and I don't see it happening because there was glory coming to me and got in my head. Don't get in your head. God's the healer. 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 It's God in you. It isn't you. It isn't me. It's God in you and it's God in me. He's the one that does it. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that sets free. He's the one that encourages. He's the one that builds up. He's the one that does it. He just uses you and I as men and women for his glory and for his kingdom. Amen. Is that okay? Amen. Hey, God's going to do some mighty things. He's going to do some mighty things today. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait the next year. If faith comes by hearing, Jesus said, did this come by the working of the law or by the working or by the hearing of faith? How many times have you asked for something and somebody told you, and even man of God or somebody's told you, well, if you go do this, 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 and then you can get that. What Jesus says where am I? Does anybody know where I'm at? In Mark chapter 9. God knows where I'm at. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. What is he saying? If you believe, you receive. Hello? Is that radical? Or would you just rather be sick? For some of you, doctors can't do anything for you. But we serve the one that can. Hello? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. Amen. He says, I am the Lord that healeth you. Amen? We don't serve a part way God. We serve it all the way God. Amen. And he said that ministered the Spirit, did he do it by miracles, the working of miracles? How many know the greatest miracle is salvation? Hello? That's the greatest miracle there is. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you are saved by faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. There's nothing we could do to earn or deserve it. It's what God has done for us. Freely he gives, and it's up to you and I to freely receive. Amen? In Philippians, you know, Jesus said this. It's one of my favorite scriptures. I say that a lot, favorite scriptures, but it is. Because it's so profound. Jesus said in John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Automatically, like the wind coming in, I'm transformed into a new creation by the Spirit of God. I don't know about you, but I thank God that I got a do-over. Because the first one, I didn't do things right. I messed everything up. Hey, hello? Amen. I was messed up. I used to say I was a mess in progress, but somebody said, you shouldn't say that. You should say you're a work in progress. No, I was a mess in progress, man, but my mess became my message. The mess became the message because God turned it around. When he came in and started ministering my heart and lungs, things didn't look the same way they used to. All of a sudden, I started seeing things I never saw before because I allowed him to show them to me. Because I was going through life with rose-colored glasses. But when he opened my eyes to see, amen, that was the greatest miracle. I don't know about you, but if God never did another thing for me, even though he's going to, the day, what he did for me, the day he came into my life and delivered me from my addictions and set me free and called me into ministry, he doesn't have to do anything else. That was sufficient. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. I shared with y'all before. Now I get high all the time. Legally. I get in the book of life and it jacks me up. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
I take a drink of the Holy Ghost and I don't get a hangover. Hello? Hey, I've rolled on the floor drunk in the Spirit before. Amen. I was under the influence. Amen. You know, the truth is whatever we allow to influence us is what we're under the influence of. Amen. But he's constantly in our midst. He's constantly working miracles in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank for that grace of God. Amen. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Well, Pastor, why do you keep going to the Word? Because the Word is live. Once you get this thought in your heart, as a child of God, in verse 13 in Philippians 2 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know, I know this. I love that word in Jeremiah. It says, where I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans that give you and I a hope and an expected end. Amen. That each and every one of us were created with purpose. There isn't no accidents. Somebody probably told you somebody in the house that you were an accident. There's no accidents. Before the creation of the universe, God saw you and knew you and drew you to himself. Amen. I've heard so many people tell people that, I hear them speaking to children and tell them how bad they are, they're worthless, they are. Shut up. Speak positive to your children. Amen. Amen. There's enough negative in the world. Start speaking the positive things in their life of who do you want to see them be. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence not seen, by faith, start speaking life into them. Start prophesying. Amen. In the spirit of prophesy, in the spirit of prophecy, start seeing them where you believe that they're going to be instead of where you see them at. Amen. You cold? All right. Just checking. Ephesians 1:5, and I'll get ready to wrap this up, and we'll do what the Lord said. Recognize you're a child of God. He says in Ephesians 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure. Amen? Amen? God takes pleasure in you. Right? He takes pleasure in you. He loves you. He cares about you. He cares about every facet of your life. You ever thought you found yourself in a place where you say, well, I just don't think anybody cares. No one ever.
I'll start over.
One, two, three.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Hallelujah. No one's ever cared for you like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And that you have been adopted as children of God. So go turn me to 2 Thessalonians and I'll shut this down. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 11. The Apostle Paul says, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So in closing, what is God saying to you and I today in his word today? He's saying, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You know, we ministered the word. The word is the seed. The seed is the word of God. We're not doing this by the works of law. Understand what be the law was the ordinances, the ceremonies, the rites, the sacrifices. It was all completed on the cross of Calvary. Jesus, the Word of God says the law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus, it was fulfilled. He's the fulfillment of the law. What we're doing is we're entering into his finished work. We're trusting him when he said it is finished, that you were healed. The working of faith. The working of faith. The working of faith is simply this. Hey, number one, there's no greater gift than the gift of salvation. The Bible says, hey, that we're to be 100% sure. You know, there's no such thing as I think I'm saved. It's a no-so mentality. You know, the Bible says, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Sometimes we go through life and the adversary puts all these questions and thoughts. And, am I or am I not? Am I or am I not? It's like the little flower we pull in. Does he love me or does he love me not? Love me or love me not? It's not a gamble, it's truth. The Word of God is truth. And God wants you to know that whosoever will call upon his name shall be saved. And if you're here today and you do not know Jesus,